Hello, my name's Rich.
And I'm Jack.
And welcome to this week's Premier Skills English podcast,
where we talk about football and help you with your English. Let's start with the Premier League headlines this week.
An unhappy return to Chelsea for Mourinho.
Jose Mourinho had a disastrous day back at his old club, Chelsea. The Blues beat Mourinho's Manchester United 4-0. Pedro scored for Chelsea after just 30 seconds, the fastest goal of the season so far. Further goals from Gary Cahill, Eden Hazard and N'Golo Kante gave Chelsea their best win of the season.
Burnley and West Ham leave it late.
Burnley and West Ham both scored injury time winners to send their fans home happy. Burnley scored in the 91st minute to give them a 2-1 win against Everton, and West Ham left it even later. The Hammers got their winner in the 94th minute to beat Sunderland 1-0.
Just 1 point separates 5 teams at the top of the Premier League table.
The Premier League title race looks like it's going to be as close as ever. Manchester City are top, but only goal difference separates them from Arsenal and Liverpool, with Chelsea and Spurs just 1 point behind.
So, who was our player of the week? Lots to choose from. Middlesbrough's Victor Valdez kept a clean sheet at the Emirates. Philippe Coutinho had a great game for Liverpool. And N'Golo Kante was superb for Chelsea against Manchester United.
They all had great weekends. But our player of the week is Sherdan Shaqiri. The Swiss Albanian scored 2 fantastic long-range goals to give Stoke City a 2-0 away win at Hull City. Shaqiri is a fantastic player and is the first player to score 2 goals from outside the box this season, and the first Stoke player to ever do it in the Premier League.
Good choice for our player of the week. If he could play like that every week, he would be one of the best players in the Premier League. Consistency is the key word here.
Do you agree with our choice? Let us know in the comments section.
In this section, we're going to talk to our expert statistician, Stevie Statto. So, Statto, you've been looking at the Premier League table. What can you tell us?
It's neck and neck at the top of the Premier League. We have Manchester City leading the way on 20 points.
And our teams, Liverpool and Arsenal, also have 20 points too. It's very tight at the top.
Yes, it's very tight. Only goal difference separates the three teams. City have a goal difference of plus 11, Arsenal are just behind with plus 10 and Liverpool are slightly behind Arsenal with plus 9.
That is close. There's hardly anything between them.
We also have Chelsea and Spurs just a little bit further back on 19 points.
Maybe it's still too early to say the Premier League winners will come from these five, but they are miles ahead at the moment.
I wouldn't say that they're galloping off into the distance, but there's definitely a gap between the top five and Everton, Manchester United and the rest.
You're right. It's not a huge gap, and a couple of wins for Manchester United could see them close the gap very quickly.
There's still a long way to go, but it's going to be very exciting, that's for sure.
Thanks, Statto. I'm sure we'll catch up with you again later in the season.
He sounds like a nice guy, your friend Statto. Interesting accent.
We've just been speaking about the Premier League table, and we used lots of different words and expressions to describe differences between teams in the table. We used words and expressions that describe small differences and big differences.
When there's only a small difference between two or more things, we can use words and phrases like close, tight, and hardly anything between them.
We use these words to describe a group of things with little difference between them.
So we can say it's tight at the top of the Premier League table, or close at the top of the table. And it means there's little difference between the teams near the top.
We could also describe a match as close or tight. If there's little difference between two teams and they're often drawing, we can say it's a close or a tight match. The latter is often used when describing close matches that are also defensive.
We also use words and phrases to describe small differences in a more specific way. The phrases a little bit, slightly, and just are used to describe a small difference between two things.
We said Manchester City are just ahead of Arsenal. Arsenal are slightly ahead of Liverpool. And Spurs and Chelsea are a little bit further back.
The word gap is very useful when describing differences in the football table. A gap is a space between two things. If you ever go on the Underground in London, you might hear the phrase, mind the gap, which means be careful of the space between the train and the platform.
And we can use the word gap to describe differences. We said there is a huge gap between the top five teams and the rest. But we said Manchester United could close the gap with a win or two.
Finally, we used a few idioms as well. We said that the top five are neck and neck. It's an idiom that means teams or competitors are very close together in a competition. I think the phrase comes from horse racing.
We also used the phrase miles ahead, which means a long way in front of another competitor.
And we also said galloping off into the distance, which means extending a lead by a long way. And also comes from horses, because horses don't run, they gallop. Have you got a football phrase for us this week?
Yes, I have. But first, last week's football phrase. The phrase was, a bad day at the office. It's a phrase or a cliche that managers use after their team plays badly. And it means a bad day at work or a bad performance by the team. He didn't, but Jose Mourinho could have said his Manchester United team had a bad day at the office last weekend.
I thought it was pretty difficult, but quite a few of you got it right. Well done to Pavlo, Libamia and Alex from Ukraine and Kwesi Manifest from Ghana. You all got the right answer.
Right, okay. This week's phrase is, I think, a little bit easier. The phrase is a phrasal verb with a non-literal meaning, like carry on or give up, which means to continue and stop trying. Means to beat an opponent easily. So Chelsea, Manchester United, last weekend. This phrasal verb can also mean to separate the parts of a machine or a piece of equipment.
You said it was easier. I'm not sure about that.
Last week's prediction was on the Chelsea-Manchester United match. You went for a United win. You couldn't have been more wrong. I went for Chelsea, so that's a point for me. And the majority of our podcast listeners also went for Chelsea, so that's a point for them too.
Yeah, I know. I'm not sure anybody predicted a 4-0 win to Chelsea, though. So, in our prediction league, our listeners are top with me on 4 points, and you are just a point behind, Jack.
Yes, it's very close, just like the Premier League. What match are you going to talk about this week?
This weekend, the champions, Leicester City, go to White Hart Lane to play last season's main challengers, Tottenham Hotspur. Spurs have had a good start to this season and are only 1 point from the leaders. Leicester, however, have found it difficult to play in both the Premier League and the Champions League and haven't won a point away from home this season. Leicester are improving slowly, but I think Spurs will win this one. Final score, Tottenham 1, Leicester City 0.
Leicester aren't playing in the Champions League this week, so I think they might get a surprise point. I think it'll finish 1-1. So that's all we have time for this week.
Don't forget to write your answers to our questions and make a guess at our football phrase in the comments below. And remember to take a look at our fantasy football page and join in the discussions.
Bye for now and enjoy your football.